Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday morning with the bishop, I talk about a lot of things, and I'm going to bring you to some things tonight to help you. I'm praying for those in California that's flooding, mudslides, and all that's going on. But I want to tell you, God is in control of everything. And I want you this morning to get ready for a breakthrough that God's going to do for you. God's going to break some doors open up for you, and God's going to deliver you to the next level. I wish somebody said they were ready this morning for the next level, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want to share with you this morning the prophecy for 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025. Now, it's on paper, and it was telling me, Bishop, before you put it on the paper, it done happened already. And I just heard this morning they had a earthquake in Alaska, and they want to do some oil drilling in Alaska. And I had prophesied there would be an earthquake in Alaska and also Russia. Floods and storms. As I prophesied, I say. As I prophesied to you today, I'm going to give you a divine word. This is March, the month of Archangel Michael, the guardian angel. And I want to say to you this morning, all is well. Let me say it again. All is well. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want you to get ready for God to give you a breakthrough where you can break out. Let me say it again. He's going to give you a breakthrough where you can break out of your problem of what's going on in your life. Get ready for a breakthrough, for a breakout. Glory, hallelujah. I just want you to know God's going to do some great things for you, and you get ready to accept what God got for you. The prophecy he got for you, the divine word that God got for you, every door closed will be opened up. And sometimes body, mind, soul, and spirit, and you feel that I can't make it, but I want to tell you, you can make it. And I want to say to you, all is well. I'm praying especially for you, Sister Ralph, that called me. And I'm praying for you, Mother Francis, right in Algiers, Louisiana. I'm praying for you, Mother Love, in Yazoo City, Mississippi. All is well. Sometimes you got to accept the wellness of God and the power of God. And I want to let you know every door that closed will be opened up. And I want you to get ready for God to deliver you to the next level, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I got Mother Pearl William on. I'm going to have her to give a testimony. Because last night, I had Bishop Moe singing the Boogie Woogie Woogie. And I asked her, what was the Boogie Woogie Woogie? And the Boogie Woogie Woogie was black expressing theyself. Let me say it again. Black expressing theyself. And sometimes you got to know how to express yourself. And that was people expressing themselves. And I asked her, because I didn't know, because Bitch Mo was singing, I'm the Boogie Woogie Papa. And I liked that sermon. Because I'm going to talk about the Boogie Woogie Woogie tonight. So I'm going to get ready. I got a sermon for you this morning, about a five-minute sermon, and Boogie Woogie Woogie. And I didn't know what that was until Pearl told me. She's a bishop. When I was coming up, I'm going to let her tell it. You just got to do what you do. you know, and I said, that's what was the boogie, woogie, woogie. And Bishop gave Miles Moore out of Yazoo City. People in Yazoo City, they got a street named Bishop Moore in Yazoo City. And he got a church there in Yazoo City. And him and Walter Reed Moore, she was a school teacher, and Bishop Moore was at the Elmy Church. And Bishop Moore, when you go to Yazoo City, you can go down Bishop Moore Drive. And I just wanted to know that Bishop J. Mouth Moore come from Chicago and settled down in Yazoo City, Mississippi. And we went places. I went with him to places. And Bishop Moore came to House of Prayer. I never forget it. He told Sister Lena May said, Bishop, what you want to eat? He said, darling, fix me a bologna sandwich. And Lena May said, bologna sandwich. Lena May, and y'all, Lena May Hamilton was at the church. She went to the store, got some bologna and some light bread. He said, all I want, baby, is some bologna sandwich. Y'all know what bologna is, and some bread. And that's what he ate. And Lena May was shocked to know that he wanted some bologna and bread. That's what he ate. So I want to tell you, there's lots of things happen that will wake you up to what's going on. And I'm going to share some of that with you where it might make you stronger. Now, the dope, the drug, the alcohol is part of the devil tool in order to keep you from being successful. But I want to decree this morning, you a new home, a new life. I want to decree a healing for you this morning, and I want to breakthrough for you. I'm praying for you, Brother Joe, down in Atlanta, Georgia. All is well. And get ready. You will have a good year of fishing. Now, Brother Joe go fishing, and he catch a lot of fish. I'm telling you, you're going to have a good year of fishing. So, one of the things I'm saying to you, get ready for a spiritual breakthrough. But I want to read this to you this morning where you might have what's going on. Mary Hawkins, if you're in the queue, press 1. I might have you to read the 23rd number. So this is 2023. This is March. March come in like a lamb and leave like a lion. We've been having tornadoes and floods all across the country. I just want you to know that. Prophecy for 2023. There will be an earthquake in California back to back. 2023 going into 24. Flood and like my prophet, floods and mudslides. Okay, that's happening as I speak now. Earthquake will be in Russia and Alaska. Last night they had 2 earthquakes in Alaska. So things are happening. This is prophecy, people. I want you to get ready for a breakthrough that's going on in the automobile situation. Now, what I'm saying, you don't know about it now, but once you started buying them electric cars, all kind of problems going to occur with them electric cars. And I'm saying to that, when you get, I don't care if you get it from General Motors, wherever you get it, you got to keep back because of the problem. And I'm really talking about getting an electric car when it started storming and lightning, what you do. Because it's electric, draw electric. Because when I was coming up, my grandmother would tell me, boy, get someone sat down, it's lightning and thunder. Now they're making cars that is electric. So when you drive down the highway, start a storm, you got to park that car, get out of it, or you might get a lightning strike. That's going to happen. That's prophecy going into 23 and 24. Get ready. Massive flood. Now, I want you to get ready for this. This floods down in Mississippi. Louisiana, Arkansas, some parts of Florida, hurricane. But this was happening in, that will be a flood starting after in April, after about 2 months, we're going to get flood. Let me see, read it again. That will be flood Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, all the way to Texas, to the Gulf. That's going to be happening. It's going to happen back to back. That will be in Illinois, Wisconsin, Ohio, Minnesota, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota. Weather, back-to-back blizzard weather. When you flip it over on the summer side, you're going to have extreme heat in the Midwest. Talking about Chicago. Talking about Illinois. We're talking about Michigan. We're talking about all over. These are prophecies. I want you to get ready and receive this prophecy. Now, we're going to find out in 2023, more young folks has been suicide. More young folks is messing with all kind of drugs, laced drugs, and been suicide. And I predict that the government got to do something for the mentally ill. We got more people, young folks got mentally ill. They kill somebody, kill themselves because they need some medical help, mental help. That's going to happen. Now, the storms and the floods going to hit the East Coast, the West Coast, North Coast. So if you got a home, you need to have you a generator in your house where when the lights go off, you can flip them back on. Because in Florida, in that region, we're going to have hurricanes back to back. And people living on the coast, they got to come into them. That means the water going to take over some of the beaches down in New Orleans, down in the Gulf, down in Florida. People going to have to come in. That this happening in 2023, some part of 24, and not going to end until some part of 2025. So get ready for a ride. I just want you to get ready for that. Now, I want to prove that is that in the government, we got two people passing in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. So get ready for a massive death. They're going to do a, you know, in the government. When a government official die, they have they put them in the rotunda. People come in. So we got one from the Republican side, one from the Democratic side. Okay, that's happening. A mass change in education throughout the colleges and the schools will take place in the middle of 2023, going into the middle of 2024. It's not going to really be to the public get ready to change the way we do the policy of the government. And that's important for your school, your kids. Coming to the point where it's going to be a committee of young folks from the college, from the university, marching on the White House saying, stop the killing, save the babies. We cannot be educated when we got assault weapons where people shooting children and kids. It's got to be a rollback of the guns that is free that Washington to let go in America. And my thing is, stop the killing, save. And this happening in the middle of 2023. Now, I'm going in to tell you there's going to be a drastic change in the policy in the Catholic Church. Let me say it again. There's going to be a drastic policy that's going to upset people to the policy. Now, I want to say this, and I'm saying there's going to be a change in the Catholic Church of its policy on homosexuality. And it's going to upset a lot of people that's in the Catholic Church. And I wanna say this is some stuff that's gonna be happening. Major electric storms when it gets hot. in major cities. When I said electric storm, it just started lightning, all the lights go out, and that's what happened. And an earthquake, that would be an earthquake, and a tsunami, and a flood all together. When I'm talking about over in the other countries, in the foreign countries, that would be a war. Between that would be war. That right now we got a war between Russia and Crimea, but that's going to be a war with Israel, and that's going to be a war, and it's going on in the Middle East. South Korea we're going to have three different wars going on in 2023-2024. Put this down. This is a prophecy. It's coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. Now, we're going to have people signing up thousands of dollars to take a flight to the moon. Rich folks want to leave the earth and go to the moon. And it's a big thing that is happening with that. Now, this is some of the prophecies. You can ask for my prophecies. I'm just giving you some page 3. Sighting of UFO. You're going to see them in the Midwest. And you're going to see them out in California, Denver. You're going to see, you get up early in the morning, you can look out at your back door, look up, you'll see them look flying up. Those are UFOs. They ain't going to tell you that, but that's what you're going to be seeing going into 2024 and some part of 2023. So you're going to see those kind of things happening. And back-to-back floods. And also, you're going to experience more plane crashes going in if they don't regulate it, and trains that are coming into neighborhoods with all kind of chemicals in there. You're going to hear about major cities and people got to move out the city because the chemical is poison. What's happening in Ohio? Those people need to sell. The railroad need to buy them homes because the birds are dying, the fish is dying, and the land, ain't nothing going to grow on the land. It's a desert land because of the poison of those chemicals that's on the railroad. Now, one of the things I prophesied that the railroad companies have to come together and change the cars that they got is out of date, and it's coming to be a disaster when it comes into these major cities like Chicago, Detroit, California. These trains on the rail are dangerous. They will blow up and kill whole neighborhoods. And the people have to tell the government we don't want those tankers parked in our neighborhood, and most parked in the brown and black neighborhoods. You go by your, look out your window, you buy a train, you see all them tankers. Some tanker full of poison, and if they bust, the whole neighborhood is gone, and that's going to be a cry for that. I want you to get ready for a thing to break out for you. All is well, but I want to say to you this morning, I had Pearl. I was talking about Bishop Moore, and I want to tell you that some things going to open up for you. This is prophecy for 2023, 24, 25. And there's going to be awakening of people being able to see, because we finding out that the COVID-19 was made up by man, and it killed a lot of people because we didn't come forward. It says that China did it. China did it, and other companies know who did it. But we're finding out it killed a lot of people, black, brown, everybody. So now we woke up to that, what's going on. I just want to let you know that God is in control, and every door closed, will be opened up. And I want to say this to you. I want to go back and say something to you this morning before we get started in our service. I want you to read Psalms 119, Body, Mind, Soul, and Spirit, and get ready for God to do something special for you. And you said God's going to open up that door for you. I want to go to Texas and have a door open up for you. Don't forget, I forget it all the time. If you got to need you, plant your seed. I want you to have a good harvest starting March, April, May, June. I want things to open up for you. And some of you, God, if I give you a word of prophecy, God says it's going to be all right. And I was telling the young lady that the devil got her tied up, but I'm going to pray for the heal, that cancer, that breast cancer, that tumor, that cataract. God can heal your body. I'm praying for you, Tanya Scott. I'm praying for you, Mary Scott in Chicago. I'm praying for you, Rita in Chicago. I'm praying for you, Nick, down in Yazoo City. Mother Love in Yazoo City. I'm praying for doors to open up for you. And as we speak this morning, I feel a kind of way that God is doing a healing because somebody is depressed this morning. Glory, hallelujah. But I heard Gate Mouth said, boogie, woogie, woogie. And I said, that's what I'm going to preach. Boogie, woogie, woogie. Don't say nothing. I know you're laughing. Well, bitch, you're gonna say, I'm going to explain it. And I'm going to tell you what it really means. And it come out of slavery. It come out of black folk that brought here in slavery from Africa. Didn't know white folks come from Africa, Didn't know Jews, black folk came from Africa. You got to understand, your ancestor came from Africa, and they made a way for you and me. Now, I want to tell y'all, if the Congress has said they're going to give 40 acres of mule, how much of money that come to? That come to $100,000 and $60 trillion. You know they're not going to give each black person $60 trillion. They ain't going to do that. So I'm still pushing for reparations. If we had our ancestor wealth, you can have the business. You can go on vacation. Do whatever you want to do. You can start a school, a college, a hospital. If you had your ancestor wealth, glory, hallelujah. And if you had that, you'd be all right.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house,
yes,
and to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill,
yes,
out of your mess, and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in spite of,
yes,
the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he's over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, and I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with ups and downs because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know whatever you might be going through,
yes,
get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you set your present state going to change in 2014. 2015, 2016, get ready for a breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready to name your healing.
Yes.
Get ready to name your deliverer, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Get ready to say all is well.
Yes.
I need somebody to say to me, Bishop, all is well. As I go through things, I can see things are working for you because you know that God said hi. And look low.
Yeah.
And he's bringing you up out the dunghill of dust and mess. He bring you out of all this confusion, witchcraft, sickness, and all the things that's going on around the world.
Yeah.
So God is about to lift you up this morning. It reminds me of the prodigal son. As he went out and rotted living and spent all his money.
Yeah.
He come to himself.
Yes, Lord.
Found himself in a hog pen.
Yes.
And looked around and said, wait a minute. I come to myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I know I don't supposed to be in this condition. I want to tell you, you don't supposed to be in the condition you're in.
Yes.
When you come to yourself,
thank
you're going to raise up and say, enough is enough.
Yes.
Or y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thank
but
you.
As we go on today, he looked around and said, I'm in the hog pen with the hogs.
Yes.
Let me paraphrase a little bit for you. You are there hungry.
Thanks.
You're there ain't got no job.
Thanks.
You're there where all kind of rotten living is going on and you're accepting it.
Thanks,
I want you to come to your senses this evening. I want you to come to your senses this morning.
Yes.
I want you to come to your senses. I need to get up and get out and go to the Creator.
Yes.
Who made me.
Thank you.
I'm talking about Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
And when this young man came to himself, he dusted himself off and pulled what little rags he had up. So I'm going home.
Yes.
I'm going home.
Thank you, Lord.
To my father.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going back.
Yes.
To where Jesus, I'm going back.
All you got to do is say, I'm going back to reality. I'm praying for you this morning. That was a sermon that we did, but I want to talk about boogie, woogie, woogie. And it just been on my spirit. Boogie, woogie, woogie. And I wonder what that was that Pearl told me what it was. And I began to meditate with the ancestor, the queen of knives. You got to know what the boogie, woogie, woogie is because you got to work with them knives because the spirit told me to tell you all is well. And when you know all is well, you know you can break yoke. And you know you can turn things around. So that's very important this morning to know that out of slavery came knowledge and wisdom. Out of slavery came men and women. And if we could get our money and we could get reparations, we wouldn't have to beg, go on welfare, do none of that. If this country ever gets right, and if it don't get right, it's going to destroy itself on the inside, because body, mind, soul, and spirit, you cannot treat people like they brought here on slavery. And you want not coming storms and floods back to back, tornadoes, because they didn't treat the black man right. They didn't treat the black woman right. I know y'all don't want to listen to that. You're not all right. Until you get your reparations, till you get the money that's owed to your ancestors for building this country, building Chicago, New York, California, building the world. And the people in charge have not paid the money. And we figured it come to $100,000 and $60 trillion. Trillion dollars. If each person get $1 trillion, this country be bankrupt, but that's what it's owed. And until they make some kind of restitution, it's going to be storm. You can't stop it. You got to pray, oh, God, stop. Ain't thinking about you. This is curses that went on with years and years, people being whipped and killed and murdered. To my 6 million Jews, what about 100,000 blacks been murdered, thrown in the ocean, hung, lynched, cut, and still is going on, black on black crime. Oh, we have not come to the senses to know it's a changed situation. And I really understand now what Bishop Moe was saying in his song. See, black songs bring back history. When you say, I like the blues, church, blues, all of it is ancestors, you know? And some of it's telling you that you got to look beyond and look up to the universe of the ancestors. So when Gate was singing Boogie Woogie Woogie, I said, wonder why he's saying that. He said, I'm the Boogie Woogie Master. And I understood what that means if I break it down into language where you might understand it. That means that we came enslaved in chains. They brought us here, brought us to Chicago, brought us here enslaved in chains as slaves. And we were brought here as slaves, and we worked as slaves, sun up, sun down, no pay. And when we got ready to vote, they said, you can't vote because you like a horse and a cow. We have come a long way. How did we get here? We got here because people didn't want you. It was a problem with the color of your skin. And Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, in the 20th century, it's going to be a problem with the color of your skin. Marcus Garvey said, it's going to be a color of your skin. These men, Malcolm said, there will be a color of your skin. Do your own thing. Elijah Muhammad said, until you get away from the devil. I'm looking for somebody with a pitchfork and red tail. He said, when you get away from the devil, Malcolm, you can see it. You can Google it. Because the color of your skin, and I want to tell you, wherever you're at this morning, the color of your skin that helped you back and helped me back from be what we can be. You should have your own business. Should have your own school. Should have your own college. You ain't got to pair up with nobody. You supposed to have your own. You know, the worst thing happened to us, integration. When integration came, we left our cafe. We left our restaurant. We left our hotel to go to the Hilton, to go to the other hotel, and the black hotel went down. The black restaurant went down. We run into other restaurants where people, white folks own and run it, and they hire you and fire you, we should right now, 2023, every one of you should talk about, I'm going into business. I don't care if it's shining shoes or wiping windows. You should have a plan to open up your business. I'm talking to somebody. You're going to keep working for the man, and the man going to keep you enslaved until you be a free man, a free woman. You can hire people. That's what we got. That's what we're talking about. If we're going to vote, the vote got to count for something. And the vote got to say, if we vote for you as president and mayor of government, what you going to do with reparation for the people? If you're not going to give reparation, we don't need to vote. You don't need to go vote. And what you voting for, you're in the same condition you've been in for 40 years. You're in the same condition. I got to go vote. You better get the vote out. What we voting for? You got to ask yourself, if I vote for this man, black or white, Republican or Democrat, what he going to do for the masses of the black folks? If I'm talking crazy talk, if I'm talking real talk, I want to ask you, what you voting for? And how come you voting, and the condition after they get through voting, you don't see none of them? Look at all the money going over to Ukraine, trillions of dollars. And that dollar could come to Mississippi, Chicago, Detroit, California. It could come here in Chicago and get jobs. It could come here and set you up in business. But it's going to, for a war that we don't have nothing to do with. That war, what Russia and them doing, them two white folks fighting. There's two white folks fighting about land, and America ain't got nothing to do with it, but we in it. The leadership put us in. I know I'm talking this morning. Boogie, woogie, woogie. That's what Gate Mouth said. Let me get the Pearl. Lord, let me get the Pearl. Pearl in Detroit, get her on the air, where she can describe what boogie, woogie, woogie means. Pearl, how you doing this morning? God bless you.
I accept your blessing.
Now, you know, I heard Bishop Moe saying he was the boogie woogie papa, and it was blacks coming out of slavery, coming out of the cotton field, coming out of the sugarcane field of Louisiana, coming out of the tobacco field of Virginia, the oil field of Texas, and he makes the song Boogie Woogie Woogie. Will you tell us what that really means if you're on the floor dancing?
It means that you, when you was dancing, you was getting a good feeling, and you know all about what's going on.
Oh, that means you just do your thing.
You do your own thing, whatever it is.
Okay, okay. Now, I understand that. Thank you for that. That was a do you have a testimony you want to give?
Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to the bishop. I would like to say this morning, I was blessed when I woke up, because when I laid down last night, a lot of people went to bed at the same time I did. I was dressed in my right mind, and I was clothed in my right mind, and the cover that I covered up last night, it wasn't my whining cover, and I just want to thank the Lord that I was able to get up this morning, and I'm in my right mind, and I feels pretty good, and I hope everybody on there do too.
Thank you for that testimony there of Mother Pearl, all the way from Detroit, the Motor City, giving us a little encouragement and letting us know what the boogie woogie woogie means. Now, I understand now what they were saying. They were saying, do your thing. Whatever your thing is, you do your thing. You do it your way. Stop trying. You know, I want to say this. You got women getting their eyelashes on, getting their hair cut. Some of them is putting that stuff in their hair, and they getting cancer at the uterus. I know y'all ain't reading about that. They suing the company right now. The company knows black women put that stuff in their hair, they're going to get cancer right now. So what they were saying, do your own thing. But but do it your way. Don't try to let nobody else tell you how to be black. You black. Then you got some people, they act like they black, but they ain't black. And there's a word I was using that I was saying, they imitation black. You know, you have white folks that put stuff on their face and try to act like black folk, Amos and Andy, you know, all that. But the slaves were saying, the boogie, woogie, woogie mean that you do, and that's an ancestor thing. You do your thing. Don't try to copy off what the white man do. You do your thing. And what the worst thing happened to us was we tried to copy. You know, you got women straightening their hair long. But now, they in some part of Texas, if you got black, they won't let you come to school. What they try to do, not late, get rid of everything got to do with your culture. They did it with the Indians, changed their language. They don't even know their own language. And right now, the race on this planet is they hate black folks. That's your color. And I want to tell you, you can't wash it off. You can't bleach it. You know, Michael Jackson tried to bleach. You can't bleach this all. This is your color, and you got to walk in it. You got to talk in it. You got to know, it's, you got to be proud to be a black man, a black woman. And when you jump off the reservation, you got some women, they jump and go get white folks. They think they have a ride. You're still black after you lay in the bed with the white man. And then you got black men, they go get a white woman. They think they have a ride. I got news for you. You steal a black man, they're going to still lock you up and will shoot you on sight. You can have a white woman at home. It don't, until we understand that black is our color and it's the most powerful color in the universe. Out of black, everything come out of black. Yellow, red, everything come out. The black is the master color. I ain't trying to get racist. I'm just telling the truth. And you run from your color. You dye your hair red. I seen a girl had her hair red, pink, green. I said, good God Almighty. It's time for you to know what you're about. It's time for you to be proud of your race. It's time for you to be proud of being a man. And, you know, one of the things now, they're trying to make all men become gay. And every man, the woman, he looked at me. He wanted me. And all this, and making women trying to be men. This is evil and homosexuality that's going on. But let me go to the Bible. Romans 1:26 says, God turned them over to a reprobate mind, do things which is unseen. But what does that mean? That means that you out of your mind. You done gone crazy. You done gone all the way crazy. The next step for you is to kill yourself, and that's what's happening. Young folks so mixed up, they're killing themselves, and then they want to kill somebody else. You know, they see you on the air, they got a gun. They going to the grocery store with a gun. They going to school and college with gun. They're hunting. They got a hunting mentality. Look, what are you looking at me for? Pull out a gun and shoot you. That's a form of witchcraft. That's a form of evil that's been perpetrated, been sent out, and we have to overcome that. That hate that's been going on. We have to overcome that hate that's been on black women and black men, okay? So when Jake was saying the boogie, woogie, woogie, he was talking about do your thing. You know, and when you get on the floor, you do the boogie woogie, you said, I might stand up and walk. And I just said, what that means? That means that you, a black man, a black woman, need to do your thing. And whatever you do it and work, make it work. Okay? And that's important for you to do. Understand there's a breakthrough for you. And a door will open up. And when you open that door, reparation is what needed for me and you. We can play. Last night I played Art Kelly. They got Art Kelly in jail. They got most of them in jail for rape, robbery, and all this stuff that's going on. It's detract you from getting your money. It tells you, I can't go and be, I ain't got no money. You start with nothing, doors open up for you. You got to have a mind to know. I was talking to the Queen of Knives. I thought about her work with the knife. And as you work with the knife, it's going to break some yoke. And it's going to bring help to you. It's going to bring people that need help. And that's going to work. So Psalms 119 will open up the door. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Michael and his angels fought the dragon. Let's talk about the dragon. Those forces that say you crazy, that's the dragon. Those forces say you got cancer, the dragon. Forces that two-legged forces that are possessed with demons and devils, you got to tell them off. You got to cuss the devil and tell the devil, get away from me, get the hell away from me, because I'm an anointed woman. I'm an anointed man of God. And whatever I say, the universe is going to make it happen. I say. It's serious this month. It's the month for you to get ready for your harvest. If you got a need, you plant a seed. I didn't understand that. But what you got to understand, when you seed, you're going to get a harvest. When you say, I'm seeding for my miracle, I'm seeding for my new home, seeding for my family to come together, I'm seeding for more power, that I get more power from the universe, body, mind, soul, and spirit, the wind, the storm, the angel of the storm, the angel of the wind, the angel of the flood, the angel of the universe. When you begin to see, it's going to bring you a harvest. Yes, Lord. And it's going to bring what you want. And this morning it's going to bring what you need. I want to tell you, I'm going to give a little prompt out. 4019, all is well. I want you to work with what God has showed you to work with. All is well. Psalm 74. I'm going to Detroit 21:17, verse 11, verse 9. God says that's a breakthrough for you. 45:15, I'm looking at Psalm 41, and I'm looking at Psalm 1, going to work for you. I want to tell you all is well, and I see a great healing taking place on your whole left side. I'm going to 37:11. Get ready to 37:11. Psalm 27. I'm talking to 37:11. And in Louisiana, I'm talking to you this morning. Psalm 23. And as you read that psalm, I want to tell you there's a total healing going to take place, body, mind, soul, and I want to tell you, as God gives you, he said he's going to open up a door for you where you can go to the next level. And I want to tell you, I'm talking to 37:11, all is well. I said it, I won't take it back. 62:94-92. Your ancestors said, everything going to be all right. Psalm 29. I don't know why they said that, but that's what they told me to tell you. 30:30 told me to tell you this morning, 91 number of Psalms. will be a breakthrough for you. And that door closed, open up. 1794, Psalm 103, and Psalm 99 will be a blessing for you and give you what you want, the things you want to happen. And it's going to happen quick, fast, and I want to say in a hurry. So sometimes you got to get ready for God to open up that door for you. You wonder why it takes so long. Sometimes you have to say, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. Yet though I walk through the valley of shadow, I feel no evil, because God wants a door open up for you. And God wants you to know that when he gives you something, you have to share with somebody else. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. David said that. And God will break your will. Now listen to this.
Keep him happy. shuffle the devil's head.